Pastor Rick Warren often says, you were made by God and for God, and until you understand that, life will never make sense. Welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we begin a series called God's Vision for the Rest of Your Life. In it, Rick is going to help you to discover the unique purpose and vision that the Lord has for your life. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to get a hardcover copy of Pastor Rick's wonderful book, The Purpose of Christmas, just in time for the season. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Choosing Your Future.
One of the greatest gifts that God has given you is the freedom to choose. It's what makes us different from animals. You have a free moral choice. Now, the problem is, what is our greatest gift is also our greatest curse, because we make stupid choices a lot of times. We make dumb choices. Every choice I make is not a good one, and neither is yours. And so, we often waste that power that God has given us. Now, every year in January, people make new choices, which they call New Year's resolutions. The problem with New Year's resolutions is we usually make them about trivial issues, not the most important things in life, and then we try to accomplish them by willpower. And if you set some New Year's resolutions, you try to accomplish them by willpower, I give you to about the end of February. Because willpower doesn't last. It's good to get you started, but it doesn't last. And pretty soon you get tired and you give up and you stop that habit, that commitment, that new thing you're trying to do. You need more than simply willpower. We're going to talk about that today. Now, there in your outline, you notice the word to resolve, the verb resolve means to decide. It means to settle, to determine, to purpose. You have a purpose for your life. And the word resolution, like a New Year's resolution, means a firm determination to do something. What I want us to do this weekend is look at the four most important resolutions you can make in your life. These are life-shaping resolutions. What I'm going to share with you today, if you will make these four resolutions and depend on God to help you, your life will radically improve. Not just this next year, but the rest of your life. The rest of your life will become the best of your life. These four resolutions will transform you. They will make your life so much better if you'll focus on these. And they come to us from the life of Moses. Now, Moses is the greatest man in the Bible, or at least the greatest man in the Old Testament. Moses is the guy who led the Jews after 400 years of slavery to freedom. He challenged the greatest nation in the world, at that time Egypt and Pharaoh, and set a million people free. Moses is the guy that God gave the Ten Commandments to. Moses is the guy who wrote the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Why did God use this guy in such an amazing way? Because Moses made four resolutions. He made four choices that altered his destiny. You see, these are the things that change your life. What happens to you in life is not nearly as important as the choices you make. We make our choices, and then our choices make us. Your character is the sum total of your choices. So while you don't control all the circumstances in your life, you do control your choices. And these are far more important than circumstances. Now in Hebrews chapter 11, if you have a Bible, you might want to open there. All of the verses are on your outline. We have about five verses on the life of Moses that explains the choices he made. The first verse is about the choices parents made when he was a baby. And then the next four verses are about the choices that Moses made. And if you will make these same choices, you will benefit dramatically for the rest of your life. Now, you know the story of Moses. Pharaoh had decided that the Jews were getting too large in number, in population, in Egypt. So he made a decree that all the baby boys were to be murdered. Moses' parents decided, we're not going to do that. We believe this is a special child. We believe God has a plan and purpose for his life. And so rather than murdering their baby boy, they made a basket, put him in the Nile River as a baby, and shoved him out in the Nile nearby where Pharaoh's daughter was bathing. Pharaoh's daughter sees the baby in the basket, falls in love with this little baby, decides to take him home and adopt him as her son. So now this baby slave becomes the grandson of Pharaoh, but nobody knows except Pharaoh's daughter that he's actually a Jewish kid. Now the Bible says this here on the screen, Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child. And they were not afraid of the king's edict. That's Pharaoh's command to kill all the baby boys. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose instead to be mistreated along with the people of God, that's the slaves, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace, in other words, being a slave, for the sake of Christ, as of greater value than all the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward in heaven. By faith, he left Egypt, leading the Jews out to freedom, not fearing the king's anger, Pharaoh's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. Now, in this passage, there are four verbs. It says, Moses, by faith, Moses refused, Moses chose, Moses regarded, and Moses persevered. When you understand the meaning of these four verbs and their implication for your life today, thousands of years later, it'll change your life. Now, let's look at these four life-shaping choices. Resolutions that will flat out improve your life more than anything else if you'll do what Moses did. Here's the first resolution. Number one, I refuse to be defined by others. I refuse to be defined by others. God did not make you to be what somebody else wants you to be. God didn't make you to be what your parents want you to be, what your girlfriend or boyfriend wants you to be, what your wife wants you to be. God didn't make you to be what your boss wants you to be, what your peers want you to be. God made you to be you. And if you're going to become all that you're going to be and what we're going to talk about the next 6 weeks, you're going to have to deal with this one. I refuse to be defined by others. Now, this is the first issue Moses had to deal with. Verse 24, Hebrews 11. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, and this is a mark of maturity, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now, Moses has an identity crisis, as I just explained to you earlier. He's born a Hebrew slave, but he's raised Egyptian royalty, the grandson of Pharaoh. And as he grows up, he's got to decide, who am I? I mean, really, who am I? It's going to affect the rest of his life. He's got two choices. One, he can pretend to be Pharaoh's grandson for the rest of his life. And he can live a life of luxury. He'll have fame. He'll have fortune. He'll have all the pleasures he could possibly want in the world. He'll be a celebrity. He'll have power. He'll have prestige. He'll have status. And one day, he'll be the most powerful man on the planet as Pharaoh of Egypt in its heyday. Or he can admit who he really is. He's Jewish. At that point, they're going to kick him out. He's going to go live with the slaves the rest of his life. He's going to be disgraced. He's going to be humiliated. He's going to live a life of pain and sorrow and drudgery the rest of his life. Now, which one would you do? I mean, when you think about that. Moses refused to live a lie. He's a man of integrity. Most people are living lies today. They're trying to be people they're not. You're trying to impress people that about things that really just aren't true in your life. And that causes enormous tension in your life. He insisted on being who God made him to be against all kinds of peer pressure. Now, here's my first question for you. Who are you letting determine your identity? Your friends? Your parents? Your family? Some of you have parents, they died years ago. You still hear their voices in your mind. You're trying to live up to their vision for your life. Some of you are trying to live out what some ex-husband or wife said to you, and you're trying to prove them wrong. You're letting them control your life. Some of you are trying to impress people. You're living a life of culture. Keep up with the Joneses. Impress people. Social media, what culture says, your spouse says, what the competition says. Let me show you some verses from the Bible. Romans chapter 12. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold your mind from within, so that you may prove in practice that the plan of God for you is good. You might circle that. The plan of God for you is good. But you don't know the plan of God, and we can't cover it in the next 6 weeks if you don't deal with this, where you say, I'm going to refuse to let the world squeeze me in its mold. I'm not going to let other people define me. Look up here on the screen. The Bible says in Exodus 23:2, don't follow the crowd in doing wrong. In other words, don't let peer pressure push you into things you don't want to do, because they don't really like you anyway. Those people you're trying to impress, they don't really care about you anyway. The Bible says this, our purpose is to please God, not people. He is the one who examines the motives of our hearts. And Jesus said this about his disciples, John 17, they are no more defined by the world than I am defined by the world. Can you say that about you? No, you can't, because you've been defined by the people in your life. You see, this is so important that we can't deal with anything else till you deal with this one. Because when you know who you are, it sets you free from the fear of disapproval. And most people are scared to death of criticism and rejection and disapproval. It's so important. I wrote a new chapter on it in the new Purpose-Driven Life. Because it's one of the two things. Envy says, I must be like you to be happy. And people-pleasing says, I must be liked by you to be happy. Both of them are wrong, and both of them will keep you from fulfilling the life God intended for you to live. You have to say, I'm going to resolve that I will refuse to be defined by other people. And I'm not going to let other people's approval or disapproval shape my life. I'm going to live for an audience of one. This is what Moses did. And your first life-shaping resolution is to say this, I resolve that no more will I let other people press me into their mold. I'm going to be what God wants me to be. I'm going to do what God wants me to do, and I'm going to fulfill the plan that God has for my life, not somebody else's plan for my life. Why? Because you can trust God. The Bible says this, Jeremiah 29 on the screen. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster. Plans to give you a future and a hope. Now, friends, that is real success. Real success, not phony, fake, artificial success. Real success in life is being exactly what you were created to be and nothing more than that.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us today. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, let the true reason for the season fill your heart with hope this year when you discover Pastor Rick's inspirational book, The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick shows you how Christmas is designed to meet your three deepest needs and how receiving the three Christmas gifts God has for you will transform your life forever. This book is sure to become a beloved family favorite to be read every Christmas and to be shared with your friends who may not know how much God loves them. We'll send you a hardcover copy of the inspiring and beautifully illustrated book, The Purpose of Christmas, as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world. To get your copy of this great resource, just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I want to share with you a note that I recently received from Miriam, a former Muslim who came to faith in Jesus after listening to Daily Hope. Now, we're not using Miriam's real name on the air because she lives in a country that's actually closed to Christianity, but here's what she wrote. Good morning, Pastor Rick. I was born and raised in a Muslim family, and I've been brought up believing and practicing in the Islamic faith. I want to tell you my journey to accepting Christ and how listening to Daily Hope has affected my life. Last September, I met a new friend. Our friendship grew quickly and surprisingly, and I would always feel safe and secure and peaceful around him, and he would always challenge me with some questions about my faith that I couldn't answer. I was going through some rough times in life, and for the very first time in my life, my new friend prayed for me. After he prayed, tears streamed into my eyes, causing me to see a very bright light, even though my eyes were closed. I started having doubts about my Islamic faith and doing my own research with his help. He asked me to listen to Daily Hope, and it was so meaningful to me that I decided to describe on my own. Ever since then, I have not missed a single broadcast of Daily Hope. Pastor Rick, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to know Christ better on a daily basis through your broadcast. I now know what love is, that it brings people closer and connects us to Jesus. And I'm truly honored and thankful to my new friend for bringing the light into my life and the Holy Spirit. And I'm proud to say that I devote my life now to Jesus Christ in his holy name and in his Spirit. And I'm going to continue to enjoy and be moved by your daily inspiration through the Daily Hope broadcast. Pastor Rick, my family doesn't know about any of this, which truly scares me at times, but one day I hope Christ will give me the strength and the courage to confess my faith to them and encourage them to accept the truth too. Thank you for your time, Pastor Rick, and for helping me become a better Christian every single day. Best regards, Miriam. You know, wow, Marion, I'm so encouraged to know that you have become a follower of Jesus Christ. That makes you my sister in the Lord. And I want to thank you so much for writing to me and sharing your story. I'm so encouraged by your note, and thank you for letting me share it with literally millions of other people around the world. Helping people find a relationship with Jesus is what keeps me going. It's why we do this broadcast, Daily Hope. And let me say to those of you who are listening right now, did you notice that a new friend of Miriam's listened to her and prayed for her and then shared the Daily Hope broadcast with her? Have you done that with anybody? Have you shared this broadcast with anybody who's not a believer? I want to encourage each of you to notice the people that God places in your life and take some time to learn their story, and then don't be afraid to pray with them. And then share this Daily Hope broadcast with them and encourage them to listen to it. You could end up making a friend for eternity. And if this broadcast has helped you grow closer to the Lord, would you let me know about it? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story so that I could share some of these stories online with other people who are partners with us in taking the good news of hope to everybody.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.